childbirth at disproportionate rates, they experience gender-based violence, and they're discriminated against in the workforce. We've heard members express the importance of focusing on Black women in the second decade, and as the forum reflects on Recommend the Third Session, it must outline explicit and tangible recommendations focused on improving the lives of Black women. I'd like to propose three recommendations. The forum should spearhead youth participatory actions focused on the needs of Black girls. Often, our experiences are undervalued, and solutions are constructed by individuals who are not Black women, which creates ineffective results that negatively impact Black girls. Youth participatory action research will allow Black girls to help drive change related to issues affecting their own lives. The next session must also include a thematic discussion focused on the needs of Black girls and women. For Black girls, their race cannot be decoupled from their gender identity, resulting in intersecting layers of oppression. These intersecting layers of oppression cut across systems and spaces. Therefore, dedicating discussion times towards Black girls will allow the forum to identify a robust list of action items to expand their work. Lastly, I'd like to echo past sentiments from my peers about the importance of integrating youth voice into the forum. Fourth session of the forum should allocate time in each thematic debate to hear from the voices of youth. We are the ones who are inheriting the world that you seek to better. We know the issues and we too have the solutions. We're the experts of our own lived experience. Black girls' voices, minds, and input matter. Thank you.
Ozonia Woody. Ozonia Woody.
Thank you, Vice Chair Omar. Good afternoon. My name is Ozonia Woody. I am a student at Xavier University of Louisiana, a historically Black college and university, HBCU, in the United States. In this closing session, I want to advocate on behalf of my fellow HBCU students to call for the continued support of education for girls and women of African descent. I'm a public health student who works to eliminate Black maternal health disparities, and a key part of this elimination